going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Aurora's Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley's here to talk some Braves, and finally, Grant, 10-game consecutive one-run loss comes to an end, and what a way to break the streak. Those are the things that come back to bite us, right? I mean, we could talk about all these mistakes, but we got to find ways to win these one-run games, and we did last night.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and I think that's, you know, this type of win that you hope will push you in the right direction. Maybe you can start to build on something like that. I feel like there were a lot of good moments inside that game that we can talk about, both on the mound and defensively speaking, obviously at the plate. And, you know, all of it added up to a very much needed 5-4 victory for the Braves. They snapped, as you mentioned, a string of 10 consecutive losses in games decided by a single run. They're still going to have to improve in that department going forward, but those are the kind of games that you need definitely to start stacking up, and they got to keep winning series. So I think we know that as they're in this stretch of 13 games against the NL East and 7 of those against the Mets, 3 more against the Phillies, you got to win these series.
It's funny, we were thinking, oh boy, here we go again with Schwellenbach, you know, giving up that little flare down the side. And again, I thought maybe, you know, we all figured Acuna would get there, but he more than makes up for it, Grant, with that unbelievable catch and then doubling up Soto.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, sometimes you appreciate when somebody else has something happen to them that is not fortunate, like Juan Soto losing track of where the ball was and if it was caught. Look, they can get upset at the umpire if they want to, but, you know, at first base and third base, they put guys in your same uniform out there to coach you on the bases. So if you have any question about where the ball is, maybe pick up one of those guys, because the first base coach was just waving his arms emphatically, you got to get back, you got to get back. And you know, those are the kind of things that I feel like haven't really gone the Braves' way. So it was nice to see that incredible catch by Ronald, heads up play to get it back to first base as quickly as possible. And, you know, you're not going to get them all. And I think that it's nice to see the way that he's moving in the outfield. You're not going to be able to make every single play, but I think he's a net positive in a lot of different ways, and we're seeing the ways that he can affect the game.
Yeah, I said, Grant, I trust the knee. It's not my knee, but I was concerned about how active he would be out there. You know, I mean, is he really going to be able to do some of the things that we expect? He leaps for that ball last night, and I'm with you, and I'm like, okay. By the way, Acuna NL Player of the Week, and that's another thing to put, you know, a notch to put in his belt as he strives to be an all-star here in Atlanta come next month. But he has been, since coming back May 23rd off the IL, on fire, right? I mean, what is he hitting? He's almost hitting .400 since coming back.
Yeah, no, he's been raking and getting on base at an incredibly high clip. I mean, you just kind of wondered, I mean, when were the Braves going to be able to set the table and create consistently some opportunities to score some runs? And look, Ryle's doing his part, and it's going to take other guys, you know, the Marcelo Zunas and Austin Riley's and Matt Olson's, to really come through, because there are some definite holes in this lineup that you're going to have to get more out of. Specifically, offensively speaking, your middle infielders are not giving you much. Your center fielder has not been able to give you as much as you need from him either. And then you look at the left field situation, where the Braves are pretty much statistically about the bottom of the barrel when it comes to their collective production from that spot. So that's four spots in your lineup that are below average. It puts a lot of pressure on the Acuñas and the Rileys and the Olsons and the likes of having to pick up and do more, because if they don't get it done, where are you going to find it? And that's kind of a far cry from the Braves we saw a couple of years ago, when it seemed like there was at times nowhere to go in the lineup to get an out.
Right. And by the way, I mentioned Schwellenbach, as Grant McCauley joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Anything you see last night that he's got to work on, or is it just, you felt the effort was pretty strong?
No, it was a strong effort. I mean, tip your cap to Juan Soto. He's one of the great hitters in the sport. So, you know, that home run, I got no problem with. And solo home runs in general, I mean, right, this will happen every once in a while. But really, he was one diving catch attempt away from being able to skirt out of there without his line looking as wonky as it did. But the way that he pitched, I felt like was better than the line. And the fact that he got through seven allowed you to utilize the exact relievers that you wanted and needed to win that game ultimately in 10 innings and not have to empty out the bullpen and use two or three other arms.
I was just going to say the follow-up. Yeah, Johnson, Lee, and then Carl and I touched on it. Iglesias, and that's got to be a huge confidence builder for him last night.
It does. I asked Brian Snitker about that before the game today. I just said, you know, what you've seen from Rysell in these last few outings has to really have you feeling like he's finding himself again. He said, yeah, I mean, these are the kind of outings that build confidence. And my follow-up to that was, and it seems like, I mean, you need confidence in every role in just about any sport, but closer seems to be one where it matters a little bit more. And he said, it absolutely does. The guys that can do that job, that's what makes them great. And Rysell's been one of those guys. He knows how to do it. They just are trying to get him back to that from a confidence standpoint, especially right now with this little reset that we've seen, because they know how important he is to this bullpen and this club.
All right, let's look ahead just a little. Tonight, Chris Sale, Paul Blackburn. Blackburn has not been good, and I hope we're able to jump on top of him. But this resurgence with Sale, where he's just slowly but surely worked his ERA down and just, you know, has turned into the guy that we've become accustomed to, especially after winning the Cy Young last year. Tonight, I think, is another ample opportunity for the Braves. And also, it's Usher bobblehead night, isn't it?
It definitely is, and I don't know if that coincides with a winning formula or not, but Chris Sale being on the mound certainly speaks volumes for Atlanta. I mean, he's just kind of been that guy that, you know, he commands the game with his presence. I mean, there's a reason why he is who he is. Austin Riley talked about him before the game. It's special to go out there and play behind a guy that they believe is going to be a Hall of Famer. And he has a very good case, and we can do another show on that sometime. But you look at the degree of dominance that Chris Sale has among starting pitchers in the game right now and over the course of his career, he is in that upper echelon. And that is a special thing to have out there, especially when you need to win a series or stop a losing streak. He has gone out there, taken the ball, and tried to do everything humanly possible on his behalf to deliver these outings, and we're seeing them time and time again. You look up, and it's, oh, six innings, 10 strikeouts, seven innings, 10 strikeouts, one run. I mean, that's the kind of performance you come to expect from Chris Sale. It might have taken him a little while to kind of work his way through April, but the last couple of months, Carl, I mean, it's looked like vintage Chris Sale, and the Braves simply just need more of it as we go forward, because it's a big part of the foundation of winning games has been what they're getting in this rotation, and I think that this rotation can continue to do that.
And he may as yet be an all-star, you know, keep stacking some wins in the time.
Yeah, he should be.
And Grant, you know, I've been saying this all day, so you tell me if I'm being too cuckoo, but the Mets have lost four in a row. Media up there is losing their mind. Sky is falling. And you got Chris Sale, we just talked about, going up against a guy in Blackburn who's been terrible.
Yeah, and those are the kind of matchups that you'd like to see, at least on paper. The game of baseball is weird, though. The Braves have had struggles against guys that, you know, you wouldn't think were going to give them fits. I mean, we just saw in the Colorado series even that they weren't able to, you know, get off the schneid on Sunday and really back up the two wins they had right before that. So it's a weird thing sometimes, but again, as far as matchups are concerned, you want to take advantage of the favorable ones. You obviously, if you're talking about your divisional opponent and foe and longtime rival, you want to add to the miseries for them as much as you can. If they're in a losing streak of four games, you want to make it five games and in the process win a series. And that is how you start to climb back into relevancy, not just in the East, but also we got to keep an eye on that wild card. The Braves will whittle that number down a lot faster if they keep winning, I believe.
All right. Good news is, felt good last night, and things went our way, and that hasn't happened a whole lot, but you got some clutch performances. Let's hope that continues. And I wanted to ask you, too, while we have you, Grant, in regards to Alex Anthopoulos. Mike and I were having this question or this conversation earlier. I just want to get your thoughts, and we'll expand more on it as we move forward. But we were saying we think there is pressure on Alex to make a move or two. We feel like he probably will, but you know, there are some Braves fans who feel like, oh, well, no, we just got to get right. The guys that are here have to get right. Where are you on this conversation? Do you feel like he's got to address some of this stuff? Or, hey, we can stay where we're at, and these guys are going to come on, and it'll be good enough at the end.
No, both things are true in terms of the ideal situation, but there is no world where you just stand pat and don't look for ways to make your club better and just expect for it to magically become better because it's been better in the past. Now, I say that full well, expecting that, look, these guys are capable of more. They should be able to do more, but they haven't to this point. So I think you have, and then Alex and his front office, I think, do as good a job of this as anybody, some real honest conversations about, okay, where are we right now? What do we need to get better? How do we make this club better? I think that's the way Brian Snitker described it, is the only thing Alex is guilty of is basically trying to find ways to make the club better. He never sleeps. He doesn't take time off. I mean, this is a guy that I think is driven to find the moves. Now, they're not always going to be there. And obviously, you can talk about whatever financial parameters are set up for different clubs that general managers have to operate under. But they're always looking, and they're always trying to find it. But it also doesn't line up with the time that everybody's dealing right now. But, of course, we saw one of the better sluggers in the league get traded, not on a whim, but out of necessity, basically out of Boston and over to San Francisco. So things can happen, but the Braves don't need to go trade for a Rafael Devers to fix their issues. I think they just need to address the areas, particularly strengthen the bullpen, and maybe find that one more hitter that can help him. Maybe
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jurickson Profar is able to contribute something. I hope so. Yeah. I think the Braves hope so. But I feel like they're out there, they're evaluating, they're looking, and they're trying to figure out where they can match up and get somebody or somebodies in here to help out, especially if they start to surge and can get back to 500 and beyond.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll talk tomorrow. Go Bravos. Let's see what happens tonight. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.